This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. White House officials and Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera were in Aurora yesterday to talk about Biden's plan to reduce cancer death rates. CPR's Arlo Perez Esquivel explains that visit comes after Governor Polis announced that a nicotine pouch factory is coming to the city.
Lieutenant Governor Primavera seemed to be caught by surprise when asked about the Zen nicotine pouch factory that Governor Polis had touted just the day before. That announcement had left some public health advocates shocked that the government would incentivize a new manufacturing plant for one of the largest big tobacco companies. Philip Morris says that they're trying to create a safer product with nicotine pouches, which is not a carcinogen, although it may carry other health risks. Meanwhile, Wednesday's Moonshot meeting focused on cancer research and ways people can do more to protect themselves, such as routine screenings and quitting smoking.
As a cancer survivor, I wanted to do everything I could to improve healthcare access for cancer patients.
The Biden Cancer Moonshot was started by the Obama administration back in 2016 with the goal of reducing cancer death rates by half within 25 years. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel, CPR News.
A report from the El Paso County Coroner shows fentanyl was the most common drug involved in accidental overdoses last year. Methamphetamines previously claimed that spot. The report also shows the number of fentanyl-related deaths increased in 2023. But that rate of increase was slower compared to the past 5 years. Thanks so much for listening. It's CPR News and KRCC. You can come to CPR or KRCC.org for more news from across the state.